Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Did anybody else feel like we were back in, I don't know, the 90s, early 2000s, when we all used to have to do that to sign on to AOL, AIM? I remember that.
I do.
You'd put your away message on and try to be
all creative. Oh my God, that's irritating. Yeah.
So irritating. You know what else was so irritating, Mark? Netflix's latest attempt to stream a live event, okay? Let me just tell you, I'm not into boxing, okay? My husband wanted to watch the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, right? Because it's a 58-year-old guy trying to take on a 27-year-old. It's Mike Tyson. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it, okay? I knew nothing about it. We don't even have Netflix, so we're like, you know what? Whatever, let's just get it for this event. We'll make an event out of it. We'll invite my parents over. We're going to have wings and whatever.
It was fixed.
It was 5 hours long, guys. 5 hours long to get to Mike Tyson and Jake Paul for that.
You didn't watch it for 5 hours, did you?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. But now let me clarify.
Kim, can I just tell you that you are a good wife?
Undercards?
You are a good wife.
I don't know squat about boxing, okay? I got into it, okay? I thought
it'd be stupid.
Michael
should have known that.
No, we didn't know much about it. I mean, I'm sure he knew there'd be other fights, but I don't think anybody... Let me clarify. I don't think anybody in my household knew it would be a five-hour event. But here's the problem.
Oh, yes, he did. He just didn't tell you.
No, he doesn't know much about boxing either.
Well, yeah, but these events always start with the undercard. There are four or five...
For 5 hours?
Fights.
Yeah,
sure.
That's
they want to give you your money's worth.
Well, here's the problem, Netflix. You're terrible, and you don't know how to do live events. You tried with some show, whatever, Love is Blind, and that was an epic fail, so everyone was already frustrated about that. This was, I think, their second big attempt, and what do you know? It was like we went back in our time machines to the AOL dial-up era, and you couldn't ever get through because the little, you know, circle just went around and around and around.
Buffer,
everybody
buffer.
Was buffering for like we missed half the fights.
Here's the weird part. Was it happening on the undercards too?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The whole thing.
It was like seriously 80% of it.
I tuned in as they were announcing the winner of the women's match just before, which apparently was a much better fight than the main fight.
It really was.
And then I watched them come out. I hear the bell ring. I watched two or three punches freeze, get thrown, and then it freezes, right? And the little dial is mm-hmm. on my screen.
Ethan said he was so buffered that he was seeing who won on Twitter before it even started.
So was I.
So I pulled it up on my phone, and on my phone it was already the third round of eight. While it was still frozen at one on my TV. It was weird. It was more up to date on my phone than it was on my TV, and they're both on the same Wi-Fi. I don't know what the difference was, but the mobile app worked better than the television.
Listen to this. Apparently 60 million people tuned in for that fight at AT&T Stadium, which of course is in Arlington, Texas. And Netflix comes out and says this unprecedented scale created many technical challenges, which the launch team tackled brilliantly by prioritizing stability of the stream for the majority of the viewers. I don't think anybody who watched that would feel that way. And here's the thing. I'm tired of people saying this is unprecedented. Like they were trying to say that with the election. I'm sorry, St. Charles County, but how do we not know at this point that there's going to be a lot of interest? Like, how did we not know it was going to be a big voter turnout in this election? How did how did Netflix not know that a lot of people were going to be interested in trying to see this matchup? Why did they not plan for it? I'm not technical. I don't pretend to know how to do this. I'm sure things come up. Exhibit A, our studio this morning. But it seems like there should have been things done before the live event to make sure that didn't happen, even if there were, say, 60 million people trying to tune in.
They're going to have an NFL game on Christmas Day.
And the Chiefs are, and a lot of people are worried now about their ability to stream that. And people like me who bought Netflix for the 1 month, time span just to be able to watch this fight are very disappointed. Now, I was also disappointed in Mike Tyson's fight because let me just say this, okay? It's impressive. The guy is still ripped. It's impressive that he could even get out there and box 8 rounds with a 27-year-old. He didn't get knocked down. I do think Jake Paul, and I don't know anything about that guy until I watched that fight, it seems as though he went a little soft on him. They were flashing up statistics about him, and it said that he's at least knocked down or knocked out every single opponent. I think he could.
He's only had 10 fights.
I don't care. I think he could have knocked. I think he could have knocked down.
He's not fighting legitimate contenders for a title.
Tyson was gassed within, and yes, he I guess had a bum knee, but he was gassed in the third round. He looked decent the first and second round, and then it was almost like he was just defending himself. Like he was, I know he said he took like 97 punches or whatever, but I don't know. Again, impressive, I guess, that the guy got out there, but I don't know who thought that Tyson was going to be this. I guess Tyson thought that. It seemed like he went out there thinking he would win. Do you have the soundbite, Carl, of what Tyson said after the interview when the guy said, are you proud of your performance out there?
58, a lot of people thought you shouldn't be here. A lot of people thought you'd be done and dusted in the first round. Do you feel like you proved the world wrong, that you could at least go 8 rounds with a younger man?
I didn't prove nothing to anybody, only to myself. I'm not one of those guys that look to please the world. I'm just happy with what I can do.
Now, I did think that was a pretty good answer. Right?
I think the fix was in. I'll be real honest with you. I think that he lured Mike Tyson out of retirement with the promise of a $20 million payday. Tyson has historically had financial problems, and I don't think he ever intended for there was ever a plan for Mike Tyson to have a chance to win that fight. I don't think that was ever the plan. And I think Tyson gave a half-hearted attempt because Jake Paul is not that good of a fighter. He's just not. I said the best meme I saw this weekend was Jake Paul with a bat in his hand, and said they were gonna dig up Babe Ruth, and he was gonna have a home run hitting contest with him. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, I saw that they were saying that Jake Paul was gonna challenge Biden to a match and like Jimmy Carter to a match and see if he could beat him.
No, I don't. I'm not. Jake Paul's a showman. He's I'm not saying that he's incapable of boxing. It looks like he might have had some skills, but he's not fighting contenders for the heavyweight title. He's fighting somebody who's 30 years older than him and hadn't fought in 15 years.
Mm-hmm. That's actually not true. Didn't he fight in? I mean, he basically is coming out of retirement, but he did fight in 2020. But I think it was like one boxing match, right?
Yeah.
So more or less, you're right. Now, I do think, and I miss most of this fight, but the fight between the two women, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano,
was apparently controversial.
Yeah, because that girl, Katie, who won, was headbutting the girl, and the Amanda girl had a massive gash on her, just below her eyebrow, that looked like it was going to require several stitches. And it sounds like this Katie girl is known for headbutting. Like, that is her little thing that she does. Which, by the way, you can't do that. Reminded me of the weird thing that they asked Tyson after the fight. They said, we saw you biting your glove. What was going on with that? Like, were you having an issue with your mouth guard? And he's like, oh, no, I just basically like to bite things. I have this weird thing about biting my glove whenever I box, like during a fight. And then, of course, the guy's like, let's not talk about that because we all have seen the video of when he bit that guy's ear.
Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano are going to be suspended because of their actions.
I'm sorry, why would Amanda be suspended? Amanda didn't headbutt her. Amanda fought a fair fight.
I know, I didn't
fight.
See it.
She was, it was so totally you didn't watch stolen. It. It, well, I watched, yeah. I watched
she
what
watched five
I could.
Hours.
No, wait. I watched a couple minutes of the fight on actual Netflix because, you know, Netflix is terrible. I watched clips afterwards.
This is what I did. Some guys in my neighborhood invited me to play poker, and I went over and played poker and made it to the final table, I guess you could say, and then lost and still had time to go home and see this fight because it happened so late. Because I knew that's what was going to happen. I texted my son, and I'm like, Brad, text me when that fight's about to start so that I can turn it on and watch it. And when he texted me, I turned it on, and it was still 30 minutes before they brought Tyson and Paul out to the ring.
Get more at 971talk.com.